Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to do healings tonight for this next hour. There'll be instantaneous healings, and we'll be having the light beings do some water charging for us. That's very unique and fun. So I'd like all of you to, right off the bat, to just go to Creation Lightship Healings and click on that. And that will come up with a page which will give the different shows that I have. And then scroll down past the flower that's kind of linking there. And then from there, you're going to see a beautiful light beam. So just kind of get ready to tune in. And we'll be doing some water charging a little bit later on. So, and then also, we think we're going to probably do 3 containers of water tonight. This is very special. We're going to do 2 with a couple of female light beams. They have different frequencies, so the water will be different. And the last one, we'll bring in the males, and they're going to make your water taste completely different. So if you haven't had this experience before, this will be a real heartwarming and eye-opening experience. And we have our co-host here on, Sylvia. So are you there, Sylvia?
I am. Hello. How are you tonight? And I hope all the people listening tonight are having a wonderful evening and are excited about the healings that they will receive tonight on the show. And I just wanted to clarify one thing about finding the picture of the light being, because we've had a couple people that couldn't find it. So I wanted to go over that again. So from the bbsradio.com website, you're going to be scrolling down to the programming that Don has listed there on the website, where it lists all the shows and the times that they happen at. So all you need to do is go to the any of the days that the Creation Lightship show is on, for example, Saturday at 9 p.m., and you'll see right there it says Creation Lightship Healings, Ron Amatron, and just click on that where it says Creation Lightship. And once you click on that, then you'll see a page that lists the times of the different lightship shows, and scroll down below the blinking lotus flower till you see the beautiful light being on your screen. So it's not on the website that Ron has for the Creation Lightship. It's actually on the bbsradio.com website. So that's where you should be to see the light being. So
I think we
have some very exciting things happening tonight. Ron and the light being doctors have some unique and wonderful healing opportunities in store for you this evening, including an exciting new healing that was just brought out for the first time earlier this week that includes the clearing of emotions and judgments and psychic attacks. So I'd like to talk about that for just a minute. We were talking about how we all have situations that arise, especially when we're under stress, either at work or finances or relationships, or even these days with the madness on the highways in a lot of different cities, just driving and dealing with road rage and people's anger and frustration on the freeways. And most of us have had that lovely experience of driving along, and maybe, you know, you did something that ticked somebody off, and all of a sudden they're giving you the sign of oneness, if you know what I mean. So we have a lot of things, little things that come up where we get frustrated or we judge or we have some kind of fear-based emotion that comes up. And when we have that, without trying or without consciously realizing that we're doing it, sometimes we can kind of fling this negative energy at each other in a detrimental way without really being aware of that we're doing that, and this kind of amounts to a psychic attack. So, Ron, can you talk to us about these types of psychic attacks and how they affect us on a daily basis and what we can do about them, and then maybe take us through a healing with the light ship to clear us of some of these attacks and the damaging effects?
Yeah, sure. What basically happens is that your thoughts are very powerful, and just by thinking a thought and projecting a thought towards someone, the body is going to sense that as an invasion upon its energetic system. So that's what we call a psychic attack. So even if it's something good or bad, the energy is still going to go to the person, and the body has to figure out if it's going to be beneficial for it or not. And basically, when you're transmitting an energy to someone, that energy is not from your own particular frequency of the divine, and so it's going to always be different than what you're used to having brought into you. I remember doing healings many, many years ago, probably 25 years ago, when I'd have people who I'd do laying on hands healings, and once in a while the energy that I was transmitting to them would actually bounce off their body, and their body was afraid to accept the energy because it was so strong. Running this very high frequency energy, and that's just the way the body's saying, hey, what are you doing to me? So what happens is we're bombarded continuously, not only with our thought energies and projections from other people, like Sylvia was saying earlier about somebody being upset with you, or you interfering with their energy system some way, and your body doesn't like it, but we're being interfered with through CB radios and ham radios and TV and, a regular AM radio and FM radio and microwaves. And then you have the, communications of different types of phone company. And we just have tons of energies going through us continuously, which is harming our body energetics. So what we're going to do now is a clearing. And this clearing is going to help you release these right now. We're going to go back 20 days, so I'll do 20 clearings, one per day. And you may feel your body lighten up somewhat. You may feel aches and pains leave you. And you might just feel like you're more secure in your body. So here we go. And like I said, in all of our shows, this is the divine working through you, with you, to do these healings. And so since the Creation Lightship created you, they know your energetic system. And so it's perfectly safe to have them work with you. And they know more about you than any other entity or type of energetic system that's out there doing healing work. And that's including the Federation, who has healing chips. And some of those are also good. And there's also earth-based energy that people tap into, which is, your human race consciousness, collective consciousness, and that can do healing too, just by the thoughts being pooled up there. But we're going to now do this healing, so just kind of sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. Just show up, and that's it. So here we go. So this is one day back, so sixth chakra. Cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, second day, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, three, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, four, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, five, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, six, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, seven, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 8, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 9, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and 10, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, I'll just take a slight break here, and you can kind of sample the energies for the last 10 days, just to see how you feel. You may feel your body changing energetically a little bit. You should have some relief from these energies around you. And now I'm going to continue on. And 11th day, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 12, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 13, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 14, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 15, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 16, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 17, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 18, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 19, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 20, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, so you should be able to sense the energetic change in your body. And how are you feeling, Sylvia? Can you sense something?
Yeah, I feel a lot of energy moving, especially, I don't know, it seems like in the head I felt more of it there, but just all through the clearing I felt energy moving off.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
so if anyone, yeah, that's great. I feel a little warm, too, from having this clearing. So if anybody would like to experience this further, I can do, you know, special sessions with people. And we can also hone in on certain days that maybe you were, in a sense, attacked by friends or you had a bad situation in your life, a bad hair day. I can also do this for you. What we're going to do now is entity clearing. And this is very beneficial, and then we'll go into probably some water charging after this here. So we're going to just release some entities from everyone. And so most of you should start to be feeling pretty cleared if you've been on these shows for a while, which is very good. This is what the reason why I'm doing these shows is to help people get into their bodies more. And people are asking, they say, Ron, how do I get into my body? How do I know if I'm in my body? Well, what you can do is just give yourself a light pinch. So try that right now. And as you start pinching yourself a few times, you're going to find that you're going to have more of an awareness because your spirit's coming into you. Remember, when you're home, you have awareness, psychic awareness, and when you're not home, you don't have it. So your psychic radar leaves you when you're not in your body. And, you know, as you're less in your body, then all of a sudden you start losing it also. So it's not that you don't have it completely, but someone who's only 5% of their body won't have much at all as compared to somebody who's 20%, and somebody who's, say, 80% will have a lot more than 20%. So it's all kind of relative, but the more you're in your body, the more you're going to have your psychic abilities. And if you probably have noticed, people who do readings normally have pretty clear eyes because they're in their body doing these readings for you. So that's going to be one clue. If you go to a reader, their eyes have glossed over, I would just sort of like pass them by because you're not going to get the information that you're desiring because they won't be able to probably read you properly or it won't be a real high reading for you. So we're going to do an entity clearing now. And remember, when you're in your body, your eyes become clearer and they're not glossed over as much. And some people have even commented on having a clearer sight, that maybe seeing better colors too. So you can always look in the mirror, even during the show here, off and on, and see how your eyes are looking. So here we go. We're going to do an entity clearing. So we're releasing now entities from you. And entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. They're not blessed away during the funeral service, unfortunately. So we have tons of them here. And they body hop from one person to the next. And they can actually come to two people at one time when you're arguing. So when you start arguing with somebody, they can go into one and then pop into the other and manipulate you completely so that you're both screaming at each other. Then they get their energy from you to live on. Then they leave, and then you wonder, why am I arguing? And it's just them pulling your strings, pushing your buttons. So here we go. We're taking away some entities now from you. And you may feel a little bit lighter as this happens. And then as we put your spirit in more, you're going to be feeling heavier. So we're taking these away. And they can also cause physical pain, you know, in your body also. So here we go. Doing some more entity work here. And some more clean-outs for you. There we go. And doing some more. And again some more. And that feels pretty good for right now. So we're going to now call back your spirit and have it healed. This is also called soul retrieval. And we're now going to be bringing your spirit back to you, and it's going to come in the way that it needs to. It's in charge of how this procedure is done. And normally your spirit will come in through your heart or maybe your crown chakra, one or the other. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as your spirit reunites with you, the parts that left in pain and trauma, so you'll be a little bit more fuller in your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. And do some more entity clearing for you. And get rid of these entities that should not be in your body. Remember, your body's a host for spirits, or spirits, many of the spirits can come in. And it's up to you to keep your body temple clean. No one else can do it but yourself. This is your conscious responsibility to do this. And okay, we'll call back some more of your spirit fragments. We're going out looking for them. And they could be across the universe. And they'll leave, like we said, from fear, trauma, and pain. So if you have a lot of physical pain, parts of you that were looking out of the eyes during that pain process will leave. So here comes some more of you. And again, we'll count to 10 as you get reunited with your spiritual self coming in, these fragments. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do some more clearing here. More energies are leaving you right now. Remember, there's nothing for you to do. Just show up. Okay, and bring some more of your spirit back to you now. Make feel the presence being collected around your body. A lot of people sense that, a warm energy, a loving energy, which is who you really are. Okay, here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. And so now what we're going to do is emerging, and we're going to go into your heart center now with your waking consciousness. This is what you think with. So, again, just sit back and relax here. And you're going to be coming into your body more. And also you're going to feel that drop down into your heart center. So just think of an elevator, if you like, going from the 10th floor down to the first. And the 10th floor is at your forehead. And the first floor is going to be at your heart. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll do it a couple more times for everyone. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, and now we're going to do a chakra alignment for you. You should feel your thinking processes in your stomach area, your heart area. It should be, you know, in the core of your body. You may feel it in your lower chakras too. So we're going to do a chakra alignment. So here, going to your heart center. And open it up a little bit here. There we go. So heart chakra, moving that around for you. Perfect. Going to your throat chakra next and moving that. Perfect. And third eye. Good. Perfect. Now we're going down to your power chakra number 3, and repositioning that for you so it's in the proper order. Proper orientation. There we go. And second chakra below the navel. And that's fine. And now first chakra. Very good. Okay, we'll do an opening now for you. We'll open the chakra up so it's full body width. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. That feels good. And next one. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And good. Now third eye, spin, 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 open. That feels fine. And now we're going to your third chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. How's that feel for you, Sylvia?
Feels very good. It's so great when you feel that energy in the chakras all aligned and everything's open. It just feels wonderful. I suppose that's the way it should feel all the time.
That should be a practice that everyone does.
Yeah.
To get you more into sync with yourself here. And so now we're going to bring in some other energies here. We're going to bring in some golden light energy to you. This is from the creation light shift. This is the first cause energy of this golden light energy. It's very, very beautiful. So just kind of sit back, and it's now going to come into you. And it's coming in. Wonderful. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So that should make you feel a little better here. And next we're going to bring in another divine energy. And we're going to bring in the energy of just like Mother Mary wants to come in. So we'll let you experience that. Then we'll do some water charging. So what you want to get is three containers of water, and we'll be using three light beings here to help you with this process. So we'll bring in Mother Mary. So get your glasses of water now. So here we go. Mother Mary's coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And I've asked Mother Mary for some guidance and also healing. And next we're going to bring in another energy here. We're going to bring in the energy of, Archangel Uriel. And here, this beautiful energy is coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And how does that feel for you, Sylvia?
Wonderful. Both of the Mother Mary and Uriel, beautiful energies, and so interesting to feel the difference between the two.
Yeah, they're very nice. So
yeah, wonderful to have that chance. And for people that might be with us for the first time, this is a very good opportunity to just, relax. Breathe, go within, your spirit can communicate with those divine beings, and you can ask for physical healing, you can ask for guidance in your life, or whatever you feel inclined to ask for, and it's a wonderful time to have that pure energy to commune with.
Yes. So I'll do just a sample here of my emotional healing that I do for everyone. This is the most important healing that you can have with me. The light beams are very nice, but the main thing is to get at the nitty-gritty, which is your emotional traumas that you have experienced in your lifetime. And so we're going to bring those in now, these beautiful energies here. So I'm going to be releasing the traumas from you for the last few years here. And the light beings will come in to facilitate this from the light ship. So here we go. This is an emotional clearing, which will go back probably about 3 years here. So we're going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, 1 more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. We'll do 1 more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. people will feel their body relaxing more right now. And if you're a woman, you have a 50-50 chance of feeling the energies. Normally that's about what happens. And if you're a man, you're probably 1 in 100. So if you can feel it, you're very blessed, feeling your body relaxing. And if you would like to look at something that happened to you in the last 2 to 3 years in your life that caused you, just mental anguish, traumas, could be anything, relationship problems, betrayal, losing money, car accident, anything that would normally push your buttons when you thought about it, or maybe you want to throw up or something, or get very angry or go into fear. Think of it right now, in that time frame, the last couple of years or so. And you should notice that you're only seeing the event happening, but there's no charge on it. And your body, just from having this healing done, will start to relax. And the relaxation is because your muscles were holding the tension and this discordant energy from these events that we just released from you. And unlike most other healings, normally you have to figure out what the issue is before you have it cleared. And then you keep working on one issue to the next issue as these come up into your consciousness. Well, with these divine healings, it doesn't require that whatsoever. They just clear it just instantly. Whatever you have done, there's many light beings working with you from the ship when I'm working. I'm up there also helping. I'm also, I call myself an ET to the ETs here, so I'm a light being. And these energies are here to help us. So, like I said, most people have at least 3 light beings working with them during this process that I'm working with you. So I'll give another sample of a healing. This healing is a very special one. This one here just came about a few weeks ago. It happens to deal with releasing the traumas in your sensory body. Your sensory body is how you sense energies. And a lot of people become very sensitive to their surroundings. And this healing will help to eliminate that process to where you're really overloaded with stimulus. So here we go. Again, just sit back and relax. Like I said, there's nothing for you to do. Just show up. So here we go. Same process. We're going from this point in time back to your last birthday. So here we go. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back. 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th. Boy, there's somebody out there who has a lot of stuff. I'm yawning here. Oh, boy. Okay. Man. Okay, start again. 6th clear, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared, and one more year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared. Okay. Again, you should feel a lot more at ease with situations. I did this to a couple of people at the expo just for the sample, and they kind of felt like they had to, like, walk in between people very gently because they felt their energetic system would be attacked or in trauma as they would mix with other people. So they're kind of afraid and very timid. And after this healing, they're very bold. They could walk up to anybody and shake their hand and talk to them. It's quite interesting to hear their comments as they came back and shared the experience with me about a half an hour later. So it definitely puts you into, you know, your self-empowerment. And remember, what we're dealing with mainly on all these clearings is stuff that is past life to you. And past life could be, you know, a second ago. And it could also be your genetic past life of your ancestors. So there's many things that we're working with. So how are you doing, Sylvia?
Doing well. You know, it's very interesting when you were talking about the, the people that you did the sensory clearing with who were able to then walk around and just be comfortable with people. And I wonder about, you know, today more and more people are disconnected. I mean, that's been on the news and discussed by a lot of people about how even though there's more people on the planet than ever before and our cities are fuller than ever before and we have all these methods of communication, actually people are more disconnected from each other. You know, we sit in our houses or our cars or our offices and we don't have as much just general connection with people as we used to. And I wonder if that is partially because we're all so much on sensory overload with all the, you know, the stuff that you were talking about earlier that's just in the airwaves, and we're getting constantly bombarded with all of this energy. And I was wondering if those are correlated, if that's tied in somehow, and if that's why this sensory clearing is so important.
Yeah, I'd say you're probably right, because it does a lot of energetic work. What we'll do right now is another clearing, and I do believe that. And under the same lines, what we're going to do now is a special clearing. This the light ship can only hold for a short time for you. And what they're going to do is take you out of, I'll use the word mind control. You're going to be actually in a special cocoon of energy, and you're going to feel the relief of being just with yourself only, with no other energies around you. So the sensory clearing can help you do that, but you're still being bombarded by, you know, electromagnetic energies and whatever else is being projected to you. So we're going to hold some space here now. So again, just sit back, and they're going to put a force field around you, probably about 20 foot in diameter. And this is going to allow you to be in your own space. So are you ready, Sylvia?
I'm ready. I love this. This is one of my favorites.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to count to 20. And at 20, just sit back and relax. And they can hold the space for, at the most, probably 10 minutes for you. And it takes part of your consciousness, too, to hold it. But this is very interesting for you to really understand and know, you know, where you are and how to deal with energies. And to realize that not everything that happens here is actually your fault. People in New Age metaphysics, you know, they start learning, and they're told, not that it's correct, but they're told that their thoughts control their reality or create the reality. And that's great on the light ship, but it's true there, but it's very, very hard to hold that frequency down here to even have that happen. But that's a whole other show in itself, because most people use the energy of race consciousness, collective consciousness, to manipulate energy. So they're not using any spiritual law. They're just tapping into the energy of thought and using that to control other people. Or it's not really your spirit doing anything. It's just your thought energy. But anyway, like I said, that's another show entirely. So anyway, sit back and relax here. And we're going to have the light ship clear the energy around you so you can have some peace right now. So here we go. I'm going to count to 20. And then we'll charge up the water here. And so everybody should have their water ready, I believe, already. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, I can feel it expanding out for me very nicely here, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Oh, that feels good. I feel like I weigh less right now.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, all of a sudden, the thoughts become much clearer. Sometimes your eyesight will change a little bit. But you're really in the moment, and you're like in your own bubble of energy.
And this is definitely the time to go inside and communicate with your spirit and get guidance.
Yes, this is the whole teaching that the light ship has, because Jesus came from the light ship, and the teachings are the same, which is to go within to you know, obtain your spiritual guidance. And to be fully in your body. That's the main thing that Jesus taught about the ascension process. And not to go outside of yourself and, in a sense, pray to idols, etc., which is what our Galactic Federation did to us. They brought down here all the spiritual teachings, and a lot of them were not in wholeness. We're not holding spiritual integrity. And then from that, they created in the text that people read and believe is that they'll bring in the duality of the light and the dark, you know, and it's not always that way. There is darkness, but it wasn't created by the light. And by having this dualistic system, it disempowers you because you're unable to hold that light frequency. You took on a whole different belief system, praying outside of yourself to some entity that's going to take your energy. So when this energy is taken from you, it's being used by the dark side to empower themselves, which are these soulless beings that are there to manipulate your energetic system. So you should feel pretty free from yourself now. You should feel like you're completely, all your thoughts should be with you, and you're freed up from external energies coming into your presence. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
Well, it does feel like this very peaceful feeling because there's just that kind of space around you, and you're just able to connect. You know, I feel much more connected just to my own spirituality, my own self, rather than having, you know, all those other influences going on at the same time and having to sort through them, you know?
Yeah. So you know, I'll have
a lot of thoughts that come in our direction, you know, from people trying to get a hold of us or thinking about us or, you know, like you were saying earlier, just all the stuff in the airwaves.
Yep, there's quite a bit that we have to deal with that we don't know about.
And is this, you know, how do we do this ourselves, too, on a daily basis? When we don't have the light ship making that space for us, you know? Is there a way that we can work on that ourselves as well?
As far as making the space, probably not. The light ship is able to do that. I'm sure it's very complicated for what they're doing.
Yeah, it's
got to
be.
Just going within, remember they're taking control of everything and changing it. And this is, you know, one of my frustrations that I have with the Federation is that they can do the same thing here if they choose to come into the light. And they haven't chose yet. So, like I said, in most programs, they're 35% in the light, which is very good. When the light ship came about 2 years ago, then it was 20%. So they have improved, but they're still not 100%. So there's still 65% darkness. And, you know, at some point it'll flip over. But, you know, it's very unfortunate that we have to go through, you know, the timing here and even the wars that we have because, you know, one life being lost is, you know, just too much. It doesn't matter what side you're on, just, you know, one life being lost is a lot, and that's the Federation's ability and, you know, and their knowledge that they could actually eliminate all wars here instantly if they choose to come into the light and change all the frequencies here. So that's why the planet here is so corrupted. They lost their spiritual integrity and are choosing consciously not to come into it because if they did, they would change it. So they could call upon the light ship and they could instantly, you know, go into the energy of forgiveness and have themselves healed. So they still have an agenda. Plus, the Federation is the hierarchy. That's why they have different energies there. And whenever you have a hierarchy, that's a pecking order. That means that there's more light in one place and none in the other, and some other places, and maybe a whole lot in a few. So, and there are some good, you know, Federation people. I'm not saying they're all bad, but the ones we're talking about are the ones that are holding the Earth back and everything holding us back also, causing us physical pain and trauma and death. So we'll now do some water charging to get on the lighter side of this here. And somebody did ask me, they said, well, is the light ship the Federation? Definitely not. The light ship created all the beings, and some of these beings are in the Federation, so, and the races that are there. So the races in the Federation, like our UN. And so it's up to the light ship to come every 2,000 years to clean the slate. And so either the Federation will coming to the light before the universal shift, and most people talk about the 2012 shift. And if they're not in the light at that time, it'll be like most other beings, they'll just be terminated. And at that point, they won't have a life form any longer, like most other people that are not in the light. So it's up to us to do this universal their body. That's the whole process. And that's the ascension, is to come fully into your body with the light energy, with your spirit, and get rid of the densities. And then from there, we can move on to a higher consciousness. So we're ready to do our water charging here. And just get your glass of water, and we're going to have one of the light beings come in. This will be one of the females here. And she's very excited, too. You might feel the enjoyment of her coming into your monitor screen. So like we said, just scroll down for the Creation Light Ship Healing, and click on that. It'll be on Dawn's website, and just click on it, and you're going to come to my page that I have on his website, and just scroll down, and you're going to see this beautiful light beam there. So she's coming in right now, and she'll start to change the vibration, put different frequencies into your monitor screen. And by doing so, what will happen is she'll start to change. She'll become maybe more three-dimensional. The light rays will start to emanate maybe stronger away from her. Her eyes will become brighter. You may see her smile more. So there's many things happening. And she feels very joyous tonight. How are you sensing her energy, Sylvia?
Yeah, definitely. There's a sense of joy and just a very light feeling. And there's a lot of light starting to come on now.
Great. So she needs about another 20 seconds, I'm being told. So if you're watching this monitor, which you should be, you're going to see a change also. And you might want to blink your eyes maybe every 10 seconds if you don't see a change right off the bat, because you don't want to get hypnotized by just looking at one picture. Plus, by blinking your eyes, it's going to give you a contrast and a change of what you're looking at, and you can actually see things happen. So she's about done now, and she'll fill the whole room full of her beautiful love energy. Yep, she's ready. So just get your container of water, your glass of water right now, and just put it in front of you, and she's going to connect with your spirit in your body and run some beautiful light energy from the light ship and her down inside of you, and it'll come out your arms to your hands, and you're going to feel these beautiful vibrations charging your water. So most people feel sometimes tingles. They might feel their hands pulsate, buzz, get warm. So everybody has a little different experience. And this process takes probably about another half a minute here. And like I said, put both hands on the water container. And she wants us to hair longer, about 20 seconds here. And we'll do some water tasting here, some water sampling, and just see how the water tastes and goes down. So she's about ready. So, okay, you can take a sip of water right now and just see how this experience is for you. Mine's a little different this time. Mine's a little thicker. How's yours, Sylvia?
Yeah, and it has a... I'm just still trying to get the exact description here, but... really good flavor.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of when you... when I was a kid, when the planet was a lot cleaner than it is now, and you'd go outside after a rainfall, and the way the air was kind of charged and really fresh, and that.
Yes,
kind
of to me. Okay, so we'll get our second container of water, and another light beam would like to come in. Remember, they're all different frequencies, much like the Master, Saints, and Angels, so they're created with a certain frequency, certain vibration. And they're going to bring part of this little piece of the divine into you. and into your water. So here we go. And she's starting to also charge up the photo. And it'll have some subtle changes to it normally. I'm sensing the eyes right now changing. That's what I'm being told, so might want to look there. But everybody has their own experience. Okay.
Yeah, actually the shape of the eyes just changed a little bit, like a little more almond-shaped.
Okay.
And a lot more just energy coming through.
You're seeing her neck and chin will be changing next here. So if this is your first time on, this may be quite awesome for you to experience this. For the, say, the old-timers who've been on, they just really love it. I get wonderful emails from people saying about how they like being changing. Now they kind of expect it, and they can't wait to have their glass of water charged. So it's just quite something to sample the difference in the taste of it. There's words by an old rock group, Jethro Tull, and it's on the album Thick as a Brick. Came out, you know, in the 70s, I believe, here, and the phrase in it is, I can make you feel, but I cannot make you think. Well, during this experience, this will make you think. But you already have the feeling from this energy. And you may wonder, how can this ever happen over a monitor in front of me that I'm looking at? Well, it's the divine energy coming to help you. So she's about ready to do your water charging. So I'll just get your second container of water now and put one hand on each side of it. And now she's going to start to activate it for you. And again, this takes probably a half a minute or so to do. And you're going to have a second container of water. And if you're able, if you have any extra water, just put the extra water, if you don't want to drink it all, into your bath water. It'll also give it this beautiful light cold frequencies to help your body detox and raise the vibration of it. So it has special light codes. The energy goes right into your cellular structure and your crystalline structure, and it helps you for the ascension process and make your body feel better. So it raises your vibrational intake of energy. You do a transformation. Okay, she's ready. So why don't you take the water now and have another taste of it. I'll do the same here. Yeah, this one's different completely.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Yeah, this one here makes you want to drink more water. very fluid, very silky. So it has different light codes in it. And so now, if you'd like to get your third container of water, we're going to bring in the males. These are the females helping. And so the males are willing to come in to share their experience with you. And so here they start to come in. And it'll take them about a minute here. Okay, now they're coming in. And it's a little different frequency. It's normally a little stronger, maybe a little more potency to the males. Okay, they're coming in. And I see the forehead changing right now. And also the eyes are changing. And how are you seeing this, Sylvia?
Well, I saw the forehead was the most noticeable part for me. It really changed shapes. And there's a vibrancy on the colors that's coming in. And just the energy is very strong.
Yeah, they're saying they want about another 20 seconds to help us out here and bring in their higher frequencies, the source energy into this beautiful painting here. So they're still working on it here.
And this is a team of light being, like the light being doctor teams, right?
That's correct. So the beings before, the females and the males here are actually the doctors that are helping us on the light ship. So the males come in groups of three for some reason. I have never seen them come one at a time, where the females will come in one at a time. And so they're ready. So get your third container of water, third glass of water right now, and you don't want to mix these waters typically. Mix them together. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You know, you could probably drink maybe one glass of water and have another glass in an hour. That'd probably be perfectly fine. But I would not mix them and put them together in one glass of water. Just ingest them separately. And you don't want to use them for tea. Okay, so you should have one hand on each side of the water container now as they're charging this here. You don't want to heat the water, like boil it, you know, have it at room temperature. You don't want to make ice cubes with it. And by all means, actually, this is, you know, divine, holy water, sacred water for you. Don't add anything to it. Just drink it the way it is. Allow your body to have this perfect water that it's requiring and needing for the ascension process. Okay, this is charged up now. So again, take your third container of water, your glass, and let's see how it tastes. Well, for me, it is very, very electric. I can almost feel it in some of my fillings and my teeth. Very, very energetic water. How's yours, Sylvia?
Yeah, it's also a little thicker for me. Like it's
okay.
Got more substance to it, but very smooth and very energizing.
Okay.
And the energy that's coming from them is just so wonderful. From all of them, but it's just great to just feel that coming in through your body and into your cup.
Yeah. So as the energies come in and fill your room, they're doing a house clearing for you in that one room. They shouldn't have any entities in that room because of their high vibratory rate. And just absorb this energy. The light being, the males will be on, since they're on last year, they'll be energizing your computer screen for about an hour. Excuse me, a half an hour after this session here. So we'll be getting off here shortly here. Looks like we've been on for probably about 55 minutes, I think. Is that pretty correct, Sylvia?
Yeah, I've got about 54 minutes.
Yeah, so we need to get off in about 3 minutes here. So we appreciate everyone who is on the line tonight, and we hope that you enjoy your healings. And I'll do one more healing for everyone. I'll do a pain body healing. So if you have any physical body pain, just kind of sit back and relax here and request your healing as I do this clearing here. I'm going to go back a few years here. So same process from this point in time back to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so we'll leave you with a divine energy here. We're going to bring in the energy of, forgiveness for everyone. So this is the energy from the creation light ship of forgiveness. So here it comes, stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so just want to thank all of you who sent me emails so far about your healings that you've experienced from the Creation Light Shift. And if you'd like to email me also, I'd love to hear from you. It's healing@creationlightshift.com. It's, you know, posted there on my little page that I have up there. And I also have a toll-free number that's there if you want to contact me. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And I want to also thank the people that have sent me donations so far so I can stay on the air, which is wonderful. We appreciate the healing. So I guess that's your way of helping me out to facilitate more healings with people. So, blessings to all of you. And you want to close down too and say something, Sylvia?
Well, I want to thank you for the wonderful healings tonight and the Creation Light Ship and the light beings. What a wonderful treat this is. And I hope everybody had some beautiful healings and enjoys the energy of love and forgiveness that's with you now. And have a wonderful night and a wonderful week. And we'll see you again on another night.
Okay, so blessings to all of you. And thank you, Don, and we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye.